नौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्त्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः। We have already seen Varaha avatar. And why Varaha avatar has to be taken by Lord Vishnu? Because of the earth watch in the waters. And who has taken it? Hiranaksha has taken it. Who is Hiranaksha? He is an asur. Asur means what? Who wants all the material wealth to himself. So he thought the whole prithvi should be mine and I should take it to the patal. So he was holding that whole earth. By one definition, you know, we all are asur. One who revels in sense object is asur. Asur word comes from word asu. Asu means prana. Prana represents all senses, and senses revels in sense objects. Therefore, those who revel in sense object, they are asur. So Hiranyaksha was asur, reveling in sense object. He wanted the whole prithvi, whole earth. Then in that incarnation, Varaha incarnation, Lord killed Hiranyaksha. Immediately Vidur asked Maitri, the sambad, the dialogue is going between Maitri and Vidur. Vidur asked, what was the reason? What was the reason for Hiranyaksha coming in and fighting with the Lord? Please tell me the reason for that. Then Maitri started telling about the reason, how it has happened. Then he started with the Kashyap and Diti Sambad. Kashyap and Diti. Diti was wife of Kashyap, and one day Diti came to Kashyap with a kaam vasana, and at that time Kashyap said, this is sandhya time, we should not indulge in this thing at this time, you wait for some time. But Diti didn't agree, and Kashyap and Diti went into privacy, and after that Diti came back and she was very much ashamed that she did not listen to her husband. And she started praying that this pregnancy should stay, should not be destroyed. Then at that time Kashyap said that there are twins in your room. Twins in your room, and they are asur, and by their action the whole three worlds will be tormented. Then Diti thought that Brahmans will be also tortured and they will curse. If Brahman curse, then it is very serious affair. Kashyap said, no, they will be killed by Lord. So Diti was happy when she listened that my sons will be killed by Lord. She was happy. Why she was happy? Because they will be liberated. They will be liberated. They will be able to see at least the hand of Lord, and they will be liberated. So this much we have seen in our last class. Now 15th chapter, canto 3. Maitri uvacha, prajapatyam tu tatteja partejo hanam ditihi dadharabarsani satam sankamana surardhanat prajapatyam. The great Prajapati, the Kashyap, Rishi Kashyap, tu But Tateja is powerful semen. Partejo Hanam, Partejo, it was destroying or disturbing the powers of others. Parateja. One was Teja of Kasyap, which was in the womb of Diti. That Teja was disturbing Parateja, other Devta's Teja, disturbing Hanam, troubling Diti. Dadhar Barsani Satam. Dadhar, she bore. The pregnancy, she kept those twins for 100 years. Varsani Satam. Satam means 100. 100 years he kept in the womb. Sankamana. Sankamana, being doubtful. Sur Ardhanat. Sur means Devta. Asur means demon. Sur Ardhanat. Disturbing Devta. Thinking that they will be disturbing Devta, so she kept that pregnancy for 100 years. So verse number 1 to 10 is the representation of Devta to Brahma. All Devta will be going to Brahmaji. Though they are in the womb, but already their effect has started coming in the world. So Devta will be approaching Brahmaji. The first verse says that, apprehending trouble to gods at the hands of the expected son, Diti retained in her home for 100 years the aforesaid seed of Kashyap, a lord-created being, which was powerful to put down the enemy's strength. Enemy strength? Why enemy? Because they are Asur. And who is the enemy of Asur? Devta. So Devta's power were being reduced. So there are two types of men. One is the devotee, another is non-devotee. Devotee means bhakta. We call it sur also, devta also. We also we say, na, ye to devta hai. One devotee, one who has got a good quality, we call him devta. And other who is reveling in the material world, he is asur. Non-devotee. So nobody would like Asur giving trouble to Sur, to Devatas. So therefore, Diti thought that it is better to keep them in my own home. At least they will not be disturbing. They are not out. At least for 100 years, Devatas are saved. Is it not so? They are not out. But their pratap, the effect was so strong. We'll see what happened in the world. Verse 2. Loke teen hata loke, lokpala hatau jasah, nyavedeyan visvrasaje, dhanta vyatikaram disam. Loke, loke in the universe, teen by the pregnancy of Diti. Teen hata loke, hata alok means light. Hata alok means the light started coming down. What are the sources of light? Sun, moon and stars. Real source is sun only. Moon and other stars only reflect sun's light. So their light started coming down. Hat alok. Lokpala hatau jasa. Lokpala means devta. Hatau ajas. Hat ajas. Ajas means their power. Power has started coming down. Nyavedayan. They ask Vishvasraje. Devta have approached Brahmaji. Vishvasraje. Who is the creator of Vishwa? That means Brahma, Vishwasraje. Dhyanta Vatikaram Disham. Disham means all disha, on all direction. Dhyanta Vatikaram, the expanses of darkness. So darkness was expanding. The children are not yet out. They are in the womb. But already the effect is seen. In all directions, it is all darkness. All around. The brilliance of that seed, though in the womb of the Diti, dimmed the light of all illuminaries like sun and moon. Their power reduced in the world, and the guardians, the devtas of various periods, too lost their splendor. All devtas, their power started reducing. They therefore complained to Brahmaji about the spread of the darkness in all directions. in all directions there was darkness. And how much was the darkness? It will come. Deva Uchu. So devatas, all the devatas are gone. They are filing petition to Brahmaji, who is devatas dev, supreme one. Tam etat vibhoveta sambignaya dvayam vrisham nahi abhyaktam bhagvatah kalena asprishta vartmanah. Tam, all those devata, etat vibho, etat means this great one. Who is the great one? Who is the topmost? Brahmaji. They are saying you are vibho. Vibho means all knower. You see, Brahmaji is the second person in line. Topmost is Narayan. But he is addressing, all the devatas are addressing Brahmaji as Vibho. That you are all knower. Really speaking, there is one authority above Brahmaji also. You remember that? Narayan, from Narayan came. Brahmaji from the lotus coming out of the navel of Mahavishnu. So all devatas are addressing Brahmaji as Vibho. Why Vibho? Many Mahatmas, you see how much they think. He is Vibho because he has got the Atmagyan. He got the Chatusloki Bhagavat. We have seen. Once you get the Atmagyan, you become one with Brahman. So therefore he is Vibho. He is all knower. Etat Vibho Vetha, you know, Sambigna, very anxious, Yadvayam. We all are very anxious, Vrisham, very much anxious, seeing the effect of all this thing. Nahi abhyaktam, not abhyakta, it is not unknown to you. You know all this thing. Bhagavata, O you Bhagwan, Kalena asprishta vartmana, you are not touched by Kal. Brahmaji is limited in time, we have seen. But devatas are saying that you are not touched by time. How they are saying?
Just now I told you.
Kalena asprishta, because you are already Brahman. Once you become Brahman, there is no birth and death. You have gone beyond time. You are not touched by Kal. So once we realize in this life, what will happen?
Brahman, then the time has got no effect on us.
Similarly, we have already seen Brahmaji has got the full knowledge, Chatusloki Bhagavat he has got.
So he has become Brahman. Kalena asprishta vartmana.
And you are not touched by the time.
So you know everything in this world.
O Vibho, all pervading being, you know already of the darkness which has put us to fright. Nothing is hidden from you, whose knowledge is not limited by time. So Brahmaji is Trikalagya, he knows everything because he is seated in the heart of everybody. Devatas, they don't know. Devata has gone to Brahmaji. They want to know what is the cause of this andhakar, this timir, this darkness which is spreading all over. They were not able to find out the reason. Therefore, they have gone to their head.
Who is he? Deva deva jagadhata lokanata sikhamane paresam aparesam tam bhuta namasi bhavavit.
Deva deva, God's God. How he is God's God? Because he is the first one to come.
Narayan was unmanifest.
From unmanifest, the manifest, first manifestation, first Purush, first being is Brahmaji.
After that, all devatas came. So therefore, all devatas will address him.
Deva Deva. He is the devata of all devatas.
Deva Deva, Jagat Dhata, you are sustainer of the Jagat also. Loknath Sikhamane, and Loknath,
all the Loknath, you are the head. Sikhamani, you are the crown jewel, head jewel. You are the topmost. Paresam, aparesam. Paresam means spiritual world.
Aparesham means material world. Tam bhutanam asi bhavavit, and all bhutanam, all living beings, bhavavit, you know the intention of all jiva.
That means if they are devatas are saying, oh Brahmaji, you know everything of the spiritual world because you have got the knowledge of Chatushloki Bhagavatam and you have got the knowledge of all the material world because you are creating this world. Is it not so?
Who is creating?
Brahmaji. So Brahmaji has got the full knowledge of this srishti and he has got the knowledge of spirituality also. So Paresham, you know the spiritual world also, you know the material world also. Not only that, all jivas, what they are thinking, what is their intention, that also you know. So they have come to Brahmaji to know what is the reason.
Nabo vijnana viryaya maya edam upeyuse grihita gunabhedaya namaste abhyakta yonaye
namo. Salutation to you. I didn't tell you about the meaning of the fourth. O Deva Deva, O God of Gods, O supporter of the world, O thou great creator and the master of all power holders, you know the thoughts of all those who lived in the past and also those who are yet to come. That means you are Trikalagya, you know everything. So the question is that why Diti's garb is causing so much anxiety all over Jagat? They want to know this. Why this Andhakar, this Timir, this darkness has come in the whole world?
Namo Vijnana Virya, Namo salutation.
Vijnana Virya, Vijnana means all knowledge.
You are the original source of all knowledge. Virya, strength also. He is the original source.
Brahma alone was there, so he is the source of all knowledge and he is the source of all strength, virya also.
Viryaya, maya edam upeshe, maya idam upeshu, your body is also created by maya.
All bodies are created of maya. What is maya? Trigunatmika. All bodies are made of satta, rajas and tamas.
Devata's bodies are
satta pradhan. All jeep bodies are rajas tamas pradhan.
So this is maya edam upeyuse. Your body is also made of maya. Grihita guna bhedaya, but you have taken different guna.
Grihita guna bhedaya. What is the bheda?
Difference that you have taken rajas gun. Rajogun you have taken.
For the creation you need rajogun. In satagun you meditate. If Brahmaji start meditating, then who will create?
So he has taken the mode of rajas. Grihita guna bhedaya, namaste abhyakta yonyo. Namaste, we salute you. Abhyakta yonyo, your source is not known.
Who is the cause of Brahmaji is not known.
Devta don't know.
He has come out of the navel of Mahavishnu
and he himself wanted to see who is my cause, but he could not find it out. Ultimately, he meditated and found out that Narayan is my cause. So, abhyakta yonyo.
So, salutation to you whose power is knowledge and you have assumed this power out of your maya. Salutation to you who, taking the quality of rajas, has become the cause of this manifested world, your cause being unknown. So Veda are the source of all scientific knowledge. It was given by Narayan to Brahmaji in Chatushloka Bhagavatam. We have seen in detail how it has come, how Maya came, how from Maya everything was created, everything was said in that.
Nobody has seen Narayan, unmanifest Narayan nobody has seen. Brahman nobody has seen.
He is the first to be vyakta out of abhyakta.
First one to manifest out of unmanifest.
The Brahman is unmanifest form and the first manifestation is Brahmaji. And he came with the rajas
for creating the world. Verse 6 and 7. ये तो अन्येन भावेन भावन्ते आत्म भावनम आत्मनि प्रोत भुवनम परम सद सदात्मकम तेषां सुपक्क योगानां जित्वासे इंद्रियात्मनां लुब्ध युष्मत प्रसादानां न कुतश्चित् पराभव ये दोज हु टू ऑन यू अन्येन भावेन विदाउट एनी डेविएशन विद अ सिंगल पॉइंटेड डेविएशन अन्येन भावेन विद सिंगल पॉइंटेड डेविएशन भावयन्ति भावयन्ति मेडिटेट आत्मभावनेन एंड आत्मभावेन हु इज द जनरेटर ऑफ ऑल जीव आत्मनि विद इन योर सेल्फ प्रोत प्रोत मीन्स लिंक्ड भुवनम ऑल प्लैनेट्स वी हैव ऑलरेडी सीन दैट ऑल प्लैनेट्स और 14 लोकस आर इन दैट लॉर्ड हिमसेल्फ भुवनम परम सद सदात्मकम परम इज द सुप्रीम सद असत कॉज एंड इफेक्ट आत्मकम इज द जनरेटर तेसाम सुपक्व योगानाम ऑन देम सुपक्व योगानाम विथ मैच्योर्ड योग विथ मैच्योर्ड मेडिटेशन हाउ यू डू द मेडिटेशन जित श्वासा बाय कंट्रोलिंग योर ब्रेथ जित इंद्रिया मीन्स कंट्रोलिंग योर सेंसेस जित आत्मना मीन्स माइंड हियर आत्मा मीन्स माइंड जित आत्मना लुब्ध युष्मत प्रसादानाम लुब्ध युष्मत इट इज अटेन लुब्ध मीन्स अटेनिंग युष्मत बाय योर प्रसादानाम बाय योर मर्सी यू रीच दैट स्टेट बाय हिज मर्सी न कुतश्चित् पराभव एंड न कुतश्चित् एनीवेयर देयर इज नो डिफीट पराभव देयर इज नो क्वेश्चन ऑफ डिफीट See the here the how you attain in one verse it is said how you attain that supreme it is said here. Tai ananya bhavena without any deviation and you worship him. Number one. Number two bhavayanti atma bhavanam you have to meditate on him. Atma bhavanam. Atmani prota bhuvanam parasad sadatmakam and he is the cause and effect. In chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita, you will find all the cause and effect one after another. One is the causeless cause, then after that, from that effect comes, that effect becomes cause, there is a cause-effect relationship, and there is a third division in which there is only effect. From that effect, nothing comes. Chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita, the whole procedure is written, how it has come. We have seen from the Abhyakta comes, first you come Mahat Tattva. Okay. So Abhyakta is the causeless cause. Where from this Abhyakta came, we don't know. So that is one column. Then came Mahat Tattva. Now second column, Mahat Tattva. From Mahat Tattva became Ahankar. So Mahat Tattva is the effect. Abhyakta. And it is cause for ahankar. You see, Mahat Tattva is effect of unmanifest. And it is cause of ahankar. Similarly, ahankar is effect of Mahat Tattva. And ahankar is the cause of tanmatra. Cause effect, cause effect, cause effect relationship is there. Then in the third column, you will find the only effect. After that, there is no further, it doesn't become cause. Like after this five Gyanendriya is created, from this Gyanendriya nothing is created. So that comes in the third column. Sada Sadatmakam. How deep are all these verses?
Tesa Supakva Yoganam. Tesam Supakva. Mature practice. Supakva Yoga. It's not that you will sit one day and that you will realize immediately. Supakva, not only pakva. Pakva means pakana. Sup means achitara pakana. So you have to practice it for a long time. Supakva yoganam. Jit swasa indriyatmanam. Jit swasa indriya. You have to control the breath. And when you control the breath, then your mind is controlled. If you remember correctly, in Upadesar it is written, Vajurodhanat liyate mana jalapaktivat rodhasadhanam.
If you want to control your mind, control your breath.
Mind will be controlled. But that control is not permanent.
Mind is agitated, you start doing pranayam, your mind will calm down.
You stop pranayam, again mind will become agitated.
Then senses is to be controlled. Why senses is to be controlled? Many times you have seen manufacturing defect is.
All senses are active. This is manufacturing defect.
Nothing can be done here. And mind also, from millions of years,
is habituated to go outside always. Always it will go out.
And where is the Lord sitting?
Hriday se tishtati, he is in the Hriday. He is in the Hriday.
So if you want to meet him, what you have to do? Very simple. You have to control your senses, you have to control your mind. Conserve your energy, then meditate. So if you cut your energy, if you save your energy, and if you don't re-employ, reinvest in searching the Lord, waste.
So you have to withdraw and reinvest. Withdraw, reinvest. We put all our energy in the world, is it not so, in the material world? Whatever energy we gain, rejuvenation we gain after a deep sleep,
when we get up in the morning, we are fresh, we are energetic.
When we are tired, we go to sleep. When we get up after that, what we do? 100% of that energy is invested in? The Lord. No, in the world.
100% of energy is invested there. But it is always said that you take from the world only that much which is required. Don't become Hiranyaksha and take the whole earth and you want to take the whole earth. So we have to control our senses, control our mind, and lubdha yusmat prasadanam.
But grace of the Lord is needed.
Like you can arrange for your sleep. While going to the bed, we can arrange everything, switch off the light, fan, this, that, temperature and everything. You can set it, you can lie on one side with your suitable pillow and everything, and with the comforter and everything, and you, after that it is the job of Lord.
It is not in your hand. Otherwise, the sleeping pills were not required at all. Sleep is not our hand. You are sucked into sleep. Similarly, in the meditation also, you have to prepare your mind, withdraw your senses and everything, and after that a point will come that you will be sucked into that. You go beyond the mind.
That is, it is said, lubdha yusmat prasadanam. Lubdha. Lubdha means lubdha yusmat prasadanam.
It is attained by your prasad, by your grace, by the grace of Lord.
Na kutaschit parabhava.
And there is no defeat. It's not that you will come back. Oh, mila hi nahi, atma hai hi nahi. I tried in meditation to reach there, mila nahi humko. Na kut. There can never be a defeat there. All the words are woven in you, into you. The whole of this universe consisting of both cause and effect in your body. Really speaking, you are beyond all this.
Atman or the Brahman is beyond this material world. There are two worlds actually. One is the material world, other is the spiritual world.
Material world rests on the spiritual world. Spiritual world means Brahman.
And who is Brahman?
Beyond material world. they who contemplate on you with the devotion, having controlled their prana, indriya and man, and whose yoga is ripened, cannot meet any defeat, discomfiture from any quarter, as they have secured your grace.
Once they reach there, there is no question of any defeat.
No discomfort also, no dukkha also, only sukha and sukha. Who will prove? If you attain Brahman or Om, there will be no dukkha. Can you prove? BMI chart. What gives you sorrow? Material world. What is material world in BMI chart? Vasana, BMI, PFT, OET. The whole thing is Maya Prakriti, starting from Vasana. That is Karan Sarir, causal state, causal body. Then body, mind, intellect, everything is made of Prakriti, Trigun. PFT, Ahankar, Ego. OET, object, emotions and thoughts, world. What is giving me suffering? Who is giving me suffering? Who is giving me sorrow? All anatma vastu. Once you reach that atma, so there is no sorrow.
यस्य वाचा प्रजा सर्वा गावस्संतेव यंत्रिता हरन्ति बलिमायता तस्मै मुख्याय ते नमः. यस्य वाचा प्रजा, यस मीन्स ऑफ होम, वाचा वैदिक इंजंक्शंस, प्रजा जीव सर्वा,
दे ऑल हैव टू फॉलो व्हाट एवर इन वेदा ही सेड, एवरीबडी हैज टू फॉलो.
हाउ? गावस्संतेव यंत्रिता,
लाइक द बुल्स. हैव यू एवर सीन द बुल्स? दे पुट ए small rope in the nose of the ring, the bull. It's very delicate, this portion. And they put a rope. And such a powerful bull is, I mean, controlled by that rope. Right, left, they will do like this.
Similarly, all people, all living beings are controlled by Veda.
Because all knowledge is there, material knowledge, spiritual knowledge, everything is there in Veda.
Architecture is there. Everything is there in Veda. Haranti balima ayatta tasmai mukhyayate namaha. Tasmai mukhyaya, to that chief person we salute. Haranti, haranti means take away. Balim, balim means the puja materials and all that. Ayatta, ayatta means
control, under control. So we salute you, the superior of all beings, to whom all creatures offer the tribute of offering. Whenever we are doing puja, we are offering to Lord only. And it is all according to Veda, according to their prescription only. Being pulled like a cattle by the nose string of the Vedic injunction. Like a bull is pulled by that nose string, similarly all the beings are controlled by that Veda.
So we all are governed by Veda as a bull is governed by the rope. No one can violate Veda. No one can violate. We offer respect who gave us Veda. Who gave us the Veda? Brahmaji. From the four mukha, four Vedas came. We all have studied from which mouth which Veda came. The four Vedas came from the mouth of.
And who gave the Veda? Sadashiva Samarambha. It is started from the Lord.
In Chatushloki Bhagavat, who gave knowledge to Brahmaji?
Narayan,
he gave.
So this world is created by Lord so that we can enjoy or suffer our dharma and adharma. Veda also tells us how to come out of it. Veda also tells us how to come out of it. How to come out? Gyan.
There are three gunas. Rajas and tamas bind, and satagun helps you to come out of it.
In the Maya itself, solution is there. Rajas and tamas gun binds us. Even satagun also binds us.
But in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says,
Nitya Sattva Bhava Arjuna, oh Arjuna, you always stay in the Sattva. After that, Lord will take over.
So our job is to come from Rajas Tamas to Sattva is our job. We have to put in effort there. So we can come out also. So Papa Punya we all have done. So we have to enjoy and suffer our Papa and Punya. One Mahatma said, you see, salt is needed to make food palatable. So too less and too much, both are not enjoyed. Khana banaya, namak nahi hai. Okay. Mahatma will say, okay, aaj yahi prarabdha hai. But normally, it should not be very less and very much salt. Similarly, it is not necessary that you should not indulge in sense objects. If you say, I will not at all indulge, that also is very difficult. Very many Mahatma fell down. I will not get married. No sense object. They fell down many times. Many Mahatma fell down. And many stories come in the in India. There are many Mahatma, their story comes there. They are in the jail now. Ati also is very bad. Too much indulgence is also bad. In the case of Kashyap and Diti, you find the Kashyap is a realized person. Is a, you could predict, he is Trikalagya, you could predict who are coming in your womb and what will be their fate. Not only that, he also told that your grandson or grandchild, great son will become Prahlad. Three generations he predicted. Such person also got married. So there is no question of fall for such person, is it not so? If you are married and you are pursuing the spiritual path, it can be done. That is why Lord has made na Grihastha Ashram and Vanaprastha Ashram and this and that. So never think this way ki we are married, ab to kuch nahi hoga. It's not like that. With the married life also, if you can control your senses and if you control your mind, you can progress in spiritually. Ab ja sakte ho aage. Bad sakte ho. You can go ahead. So follow the Shastra, come out of the cycle of birth and death. It is possible. So too much indulgence is not good and not at all, that also is not good. Ati barjate.
Svatam vidathasva sambhumam tamasa lupta karmanam adabradaya drishtya apanna harsati chitum. Svatam vidathasva, he, you perform some good bhumam, fortune, tamasa, O great Lord, lupta karmanam.
Because of that tamasa, tamas means the darkness. Because of that darkness, lupta karmanam. People have stopped doing any action. Why they have stopped doing action?
Adabra, magnanimous, dayaya, mercy, drishtaya, by your grace, apanna harsichkitam, we are able to see surrounded by,
the whole darkness surrounded everywhere. Karma stopped. Why karma stopped? Because the Vedic karma are related to sun. If the sunrise is there, then after that they will do.
Karma are all done, like Surya Namaskar. When do you do it?
So everything is related to the sun. The darkness was so much, it is said in the North Pole or South Pole, day and night there was no distinction at all. Aini. So when will you do your Vedic karma? What is Brahma Muhurat? So all the karma have stopped. Lupta karma naam. All the karma are suspended. Vedic karma, there is a time for doing it. There is a procedure. You need daylight. If everywhere is andakar, you can't do it. There was no electricity at that time. It was total darkness. When the power is outage and there is a disturbance or disruption in power, what happens here? Total darkness. So, O great one, owing to the perpetual darkness caused by the fetus in the Diti's home, people are unable to distinguish between day and night. All Vedic rituals which are guided by the position of sun,
all rituals are guided by the position of the sun. So, whenever you want to do any ritual, when you ask Pandit, he will tell you this is the time.
What is Sadhika Muhurat?
Should I tell you one thing? I met Krishna Ji once. He was sitting somewhere and gone for a wedding. Anna, did you see Muhurat?
Well, in America, nobody sees Muhurat. No Muhurat.
Sadhi is to be done, and then Khatam. And it's convenient. And that also, Anna, how come you will do in half an hour or 45 minutes? So what to do? It has to be solemnized. So if they want in half an hour, ho gaya half an hour mein kar dete hain.
Otherwise, it is a very long process. Very long process.
It takes 5-6 hours. If you want to do it with the Vedic math, it takes 5-6 hours.
So both the north and south poles covered by darkness, there is no distinction between day and night.
Esa devadite garbha oja kasyam arpitam disam stimirian sarva vardate agnir vaidasi. Esa means this, deva, lord, dite garbha, it is because of the garbha, pregnancy of diti. Oja kasyam arpitam, and who oja is there? Oja means the
tej or what you can say, it is the kasyap's Tej, valor, you can say, is the Tej of Kashyap. Arpitam is the deposited in the womb of Diti. Disha Timirian, all the Disha means the, Disi means the directions, Timirian means causing the darkness, Sarva, all. Vardate Agnir Vaidasi, Vardate, overload, is increasing. How? Like if you put fire in the fuel, there is a fuel all over and you just put the fire, like in our, where it is happening, the forest fire in the, because the fuel is there. From one end if you put the fire, it starts spreading. Like the fire spreads, similarly this timir, this darkness is spreading all over.
Maitriya Uvacha. Now the region is coming. How and why these two people, the twins, have come into the womb of Diti. The Kumaraj at Vaikuntha. Have you heard Kumaraj? Kumar? Who are the Kumaraj? Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat. Sanakka as Sanatta. Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan, and Sanata. In one it is ka, and one it is ta last. Sanak, Sanat, Sanandan, Sanatan. Four. Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan, and Sanat Kumar. Four Kumaras.
Maitri Uvacha, Saprahasya Mahabhavo Bhagavan Sabda Gochara Pratyachastra Atma Bhu Devan Preenan Ruchi Reagira. Sa, he.
Maitri is now telling. Now Devta has filed as a petition to Brahmaji. If this is happening, this is happening. Now you tell us.
Saprahasya smilingly, Mahabhavo Vidur.
Maitri is, the Sambhaj is going between Maitri and Vidur. One was Kashyap and Diti, then Maitri and Vidur, and Devta and Brahma. Devta has already filed their petition to Brahma. Brahmaji will now answer what has happened.
सब रहस्य महाबाहो भगवान शब्द गोचर है, दैट भगवान इज शब्द गोचर.
शब्द गोचर मीन्स इट कैन बी रियलाइज ओनली बाई वर्ड, बाई वेदा.
वट इज वेदा? दे आर ऑल रिटन लिटरेचर. यू कैन कम टू नो अबाउट दैट ब्रह्मन ओनली बाई शब्द.
यू कैन नॉट नो दैट ब्रह्मन बाई योर ऑर्गन्स ऑफ परसेप्शन और बाई योर माइंड एंड इंटेलेक्ट.
शब्द गोचर, शब्द मीन्स साउंड. साउंड मीन्स दैट द वर्ड्स विच आर रिटन इन द उपनिषद वेदा. बाई दैट वर्ड यू विल कम टू नो दैट ब्रह्मन. शब्द गोचर.
प्रत्याश्चष्ट, प्रत्याश्च मीन्स रिप्लाइड. आत्मभू, आत्मभू मीन्स,
आत्म मीन्स ब्रह्मा.
He's also called Swayambhu also, he himself came out, Atvabhu, Devana Devata, Preenan, Preenan means satisfying, Ruchireya Gira, Gira means the words, Ruchira means sweet words. So Brahmaji is going to reply with the sweet words. So Lord Brahma, Swayambhu, Mahabaho Vidur, to whom the above prayer was addressed, laughed at their ignorance in praying to him as if he were supreme deity. So this prahasya means he smiled. He smiled. Why he smiled? Because the devatas are ignorant. Because he is not the supreme. He is the second person. Supreme is Narayan, Brahman. And replied in sweet words to the great delight of devatas. So Brahma could understand the misdeed of Diti. Because he is in every heart, so he understood what is the problem. It is a misdeed of Diti. She didn't listen to Devta, she didn't listen to the injunction of the scripture, she didn't listen to her own husband. Therefore, it was a misdeed of Diti. He smiled and spoke in such words so that Devta can understand. See, one thing we have to understand is that both good and bad, Devta and Asura all are created by Lord Him only. The whole good and bad system is created by Lord.
Now Brahma Vacha. Now Brahma is replying.
The petition is filed by Devtas.
So this is the problem. Please tell us. So now he is saying, Manasa me suta yusmat purvaja sankadayah chedur vihayasa lokan lokesu bigats priha. मानसा में सुता युष्मत. मानसा माइंड, में सुता माई, सुता मीन्स माई सन्स, युष्मत पूर्वजा सनकादय, युष्मत बिफोर यू, पूर्वजा सनकादय है, बिफोर यू वेर बॉर्न दे वेर बॉर्न, हु सनकादय, सनक सनंदन सनातन एंड सनत कुमार दे वेर बॉर्न फर्स्ट. How were they born? Manas Putra. I just thought and they came. You remember the creation? First came the Manas Putra. Then what was the second creation? Rudra. Third? Ten sages, including Narad. Fourth? Manu Satrupa. So he says, Sankadaya, those who were born before you. So devtas in this, devtas Sanak Sanandan Sanatan, they are not filing petition. So he says ki before you, Sanak Sankadaya, my four mind born sons were there. Cheru, Cheru means they travel. Bihayasa, Bihayasa in sky. Bihaya, Bihanga. Have you heard this word Bihanga? Birds. Your birds are called Bihanga. Bihayasa in sky. Lokan lekuksu bigats priha, and lokan lokesu, lokan means the material and the spiritual world. So some Mahatma says there are 14 world, and 14 world is the material world created by Satvarajas and Tamas, created by Brahmaji. And beyond this material world is the spiritual world. So this Sanat Sanandan Sanatan Sanat Kumar are gone beyond this material world and they are going to Vaikuntha. Bigat priya, they are not attached to the anything of this material world. So there is a material world, there is a
spiritual world. If you want to go to the spiritual world, you have to detach from the material world. Vigat spriha, to sanak sanandan sanatan, they don't have any attachment to material. They don't have any material desire. Once you don't have material desire, then only you can reach there. Vigat spriha. So my mind-born son, Sanakadaya, Sanak Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, who are eldest of all you all, went about various worlds by air, free from attachment to them. When we speak of desire, it is always about the material thing, material desire. Sanak Sanandan, Sanatan, they have got no material desire. Brahmaji requested them to start creation, increase the progeny. They said nothing doing, nahi karega. Disobeyed their own father. Then what happened? Brahmaji became angry. When he became angry, what happened? Rudra came. And he created creation which was disturbing and destroying the whole world. So therefore Brahmaji has to say, stop. You go and meditate. Then 10 rishis came. From that also, the creation was not, he was not happy. Then Manu Satrupa started the creation. So Sanakadi sometimes travel all over the universe out of their own accord. Why? To preach bhakti. They are gyan margi. To preach devotion and gyan, they travel. Like Narad, Narad always travels with Narayan, Narayan, Bhakti. So these Sant Mahatmas, they also travel for spreading the knowledge.
Ta ekata bhagvato vaikuntasya amalatmana yayur vaikunta nilayam sarva loka namaskritam. Ta ekata bhagvato, once upon a time, they, Bhagavato, the Supreme, Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha, the abode of Vishnu is Vaikuntha. Vishnu, Amala Atmana, be free from all material impurities. So Sanak, Sanantan, Sanatan, they are all free of all material impurities. They are pure, mind is pure. Yayu, Vaikuntha Nilayam, Yayu, Yayu means entered. Vaikuntha Nilayam, Nilayam means house, abode. They entered into Vaikuntha Nilayam. Sarva Loka Namaskritam, being respected or being worshipped by residents of all lokas. Vaikuntha is worshipped by all lokas. They all went there. So once the Kumar went to Vaikuntha Lok, who can go to Vaikuntha Lok? Whose mind is pure. The realm of the Mahavishnu, whose mind and body are purely divine, free of print of Maya, substance, all realms adore the Vaikuntha Lok because it stands at the top of other realms. So Vaikuntha Lok, according to some Mahatmas, is above the material lokas, 14 lokas. But somewhere I also find that the Vaikuntha is in the Swarga. So different interpretation, different Mahatma gave different interpretation. Some say it is the Swargalok. In the Swargalok, all the abodes are there. But some Mahatma say, no, this is material. Again, in Bhagavat, it will come that that lok is made of Sattvagun. It will come. So when it is made of Sattvagun, that means it is in the 14 lokas. In the realm of 14 lokas, then it what is the use of reveling, whether in the swarg or is there, does not matter to us. Really speaking, that whole creation is not there. So why to put in energy and find out research whether it is in the swarg or what is there beyond the sat loka? But it is higher loka, definitely it is a higher loka.
All the lokas in which jeev moves are full of anxiety because they are material world, they are temporary, there is a birth, death, decay and disease here. In Vaikuntha, even in Swarga also it is said there is no birth, there is no disease. There is no birth and disease there. It is spiritual world, and residents in Vaikuntha have no birth, death, decay and disease. Very beautiful slokeshan. Vasanti yatra purusha sarve Vaikuntha murtayah ya nimitti nimittena dharme radhayan harim. Vasanti yatra purusha, all the people there are all 400, you know, chaturbhuj. Sarve Vaikuntha murtayah. We don't see any chaturbhuj here in this world, but there you will not find a person with the two hands. All are chaturbhuj.